Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I just wanted to play around a little bit with this notion of enlightenment. And enlightenment, as it is often talked about in spiritual circles, is the ultimate goal, is to be enlightened, filled with the light of wisdom, the light of understanding, the light of God, the light of our true nature. And in different traditions, enlightenment is talked about in different ways. Often it's talked about as an experience of cosmic consciousness, of oneness with all things. At other times, it's talked about in terms of being awake. There's a story about the Buddha that shortly after his enlightenment, he was walking along a beach, and in India at the time, there were always various fortune tellers and people selling their wares on the beaches, and somebody came up to him, you know, this guy walking down the beach, and said, "Hey, I'm a fortune teller, and I've just completed my 7 years of training in reading footprints, and I can tell you your future by reading the footprints you leave in the sand." And the Buddha said, "Okay, sure, I'm in." And so the guy had the Buddha walk up and down the beach a bit, and he looked at the footprints, and he looked again, and he was walking around, and he looked more and more confused, and he finally came up to the Buddha and gave him his money back and said, I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to have to give up this profession, I think. I really thought I got it, but I've been looking at your footprints and I can't discern any pattern. What are you? Are you a god?" And the Buddha said, "No, I'm not a god. I'm awake." And in that sense, that way of thinking about enlightenment, that when we are awake inside the dream, when we are awake from the dream, life is just fundamentally different than before, is a beautiful metaphor. Now, there's a third metaphor, which is the one that we're playing with for being enlightened. So it's not just about cosmic consciousness, and it's not about being awake. It's the transition from caterpillar to butterfly. And what makes it such a powerful metaphor, if maybe one that's a bit overused, is it's impossible if you don't know how it works. You can't see the caterpillar and the butterfly. And if you were to go inside a cocoon when the caterpillar was cocooning, you wouldn't see anything. You would just see goop. So there is a full transformation that happens between caterpillar and butterfly. It's not like somebody pasted wings on the caterpillar. And in that sense, there's an old cartoon, which I've always liked, and these two caterpillars are walking along, and they see a butterfly flying by, and one caterpillar turns to the other one and goes, "You'll never get me up in one of those things." And while it's a joke, it's true. There's no such thing as an enlightened caterpillar. Because by the time it becomes a butterfly, the seed of that was in the caterpillar. But the caterpillar is no more. So you'll find in most traditions, they'll say, no one ever gets enlightened. Because enlightenment is the realization that there's no one there in the first place. There's no one. There's no individual self. So there are no enlightened caterpillars. But similarly, there are no unenlightened butterflies. Now, how does this apply to you? Well, most people who are even interested in this topic assume that they are caterpillars who, if they try hard enough, if they go to church enough, if they meditate long enough, if they study the right texts enough, if they do the right practices enough, they can become enlightened caterpillars. Now, Sid Banks, the enlightened Scottish welder who I talk about all the time in these podcasts, had a very different take. He said on numerous occasions to audiences, You're all enlightened. You just don't know it. And so his teaching was not about how to become something that you're not. It was about how to wake up to who and what you already are. And that's my invitation to you today. As a thought experiment, just for today or for as long as you want, let go of the idea that you are a caterpillar, that if you do the right things, if you really understand this, if you listen to every single episode of Caffeine for the Soul, if you read all of Sid Banks' books, if you do whatever it is you think you have to do to become an enlightened caterpillar, put all that away and start from a different premise today. What if you are already a butterfly and you just haven't realized it yet? Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.